Meredith, what are you doing? I could be pregnant.
Okay, no.
Oh, my resolution was to get more attention.
Nope, she's lying.
Gotham Sports Network presents NYG Weekly.
NYG Weekly, Ethan, Nick, and Weiss here with you. It's really not NYG Weekly. It's NYG every once in a while, but we're back. You know what we got to do? We got to take care of the housekeeping. First things first, follow us on Twitter. Follow me at EthanGSN. Follow Weiss at NYG Daily. Follow Nick at Nick Zeraris. Follow the blog at GothamSN. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. We're everywhere. iTunes, Audioboom, Google Play, Stitch Radio, Spotify. Subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, rate us 5 stars. Leave us a kind review. Draft. NFL Draft. It's finally here. It's one of my most favorite times of the year. Huge draft, Nick. You know, between the Giants, the rest of the NFL, always a gambling aspect involved for the last few years, especially. It's always a fun time.
Yesterday.
Yeah, especially yesterday. I'm sure we'll talk about that and what happened. I think someone was just, you know, messing around on Reddit. But how are we feeling?
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. It must be fucking awesome to be a Chiefs fan. You got Patrick Mahomes, you win the Super Bowl, and now you're hosting the NFL draft.
Yeah.
I mean, that's – can't beat that. But I'm very excited. It's different feeling than years past, right?
Very different because we're not picking top 10.
Yeah, you're picking in the top 10, top 5. There's like 3-4 guys that you fall in love with, and it's like – it's different. When you're 25, you're like, expectations are not that high. You know, you're like, damn, like, is this guy going to fall? Is that guy going to fall?
Right.
I have not fallen in love with any – like, I haven't been like, I want that guy. And if I don't get that guy, it's going to suck. Like, there's, like, at least, like, 15 guys that I'll be cool with. But hopefully this is the new norm. I don't want to pick in the top 5 anymore.
Me neither. At least for quite some time.
Yeah. Unless we fleece somebody, you know.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, doubt that's going to happen, but you never know. Right. All right, so Giants pick at 25.
Yes.
Might as well lead off the episode. Again, I'm not an insider. I don't break shit. You know, I don't tweet things like this. But occasionally, you know, this happens to you, Weiss. You hear some things, and again, I'm not saying that this is a lock.
You know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody.
It's basically what it is.
We got sources.
Barely sources, you know, so someone who slid into my DMs who happens to have known about Darren Waller, you know, previously. So again, take this with a grain of salt because it's not like, you know, I'm hearing it from the horse's mouth here. It's an okay batting average. Yeah, you could say that, you know. I think the reports that Joe Shane might do something a bit wild or unexpected at 25 are true. I am led to believe that they do want a wide receiver using the 25th pick. Now, I think I worded that very carefully. Mm-hmm. They want a wide receiver using the 25th pick. It may not be a draft. It may be a trade. I have heard, I think others have also said this, that they really like Zay Flowers out of Boston College. He's one of my guys. He's been one of my guys for weeks. As most of you know, and you guys know, very early on, even before the college football season, one guy that I was really excited to watch this season that turned out to be a complete bust was BC quarterback Phil Dracovic.
Yes.
And through watching BC and all that, I really came to fall in love with Zay Flowers. I don't know if he'll be there, but I've heard that they like him. I know Brandon Ayuk is a trade name that a lot of people have thrown around for the last few months. I think even before the season was over, maybe. I think he'd be a great fit. I'd love him. If he's available for just the 25th pick and not much more, why not? I know previously we had discussed, you know, where are the Giants? Is this the offseason they take that swing for the wide receiver trade? The A.J. Brown, the Stephon Diggs that they've been missing. And previously, I didn't think that to be the case. And then Dan Jones earned his contract. And now that he's here, and the Giants had not a very explosive offense this past season, they're going to try to add a wide receiver. So, again, take it with a grain of salt. That's what I think that they're thinking right now. But a lot can happen when you're picking 25. the board has to fall a certain way.
I think, you know, I've watched these wide receivers a lot, trying to get an opinion on it. I've read a lot of stuff. I wasn't really high on Zay Flowers, but I want to make an admission that public opinion does sway my opinion as well. And there's a lot of people that are really, really high on him, a lot of people that I respect. So, you know, obviously I like Flowers a lot. But the one thing when I look at these receivers in this draft particularly is I don't see an alpha wide receiver one in this draft. I see a guy that I see a guy that can potentially be a solid wide receiver one for you, but never a guy that you're going to look at and say, you know what, that's going to be a top 10 receiver in this league.
And we've been speaking about this for some time. And again, like this is something I found out this year. You cannot bet on the draft in New York.
Yeah.
So this is not even available to me, but this has been the word. Okay. This has been the word from some of the quote unquote insiders. It's a belief that I've had basically the entire offseason is that we're going to see some sort of market correction on wide receivers just because of how stacked some of the classes have been over the last few years. Some of the big breakout candidates that we've seen, I mean, you just see all these teams, like they need wide receivers. It's an offensive-driven league. It's a quarterback league. People want the offense. I don't see the alpha in this year's draft. So if you're looking at some NFL draft props, I'm liking the overs on a lot of these receivers. I have no idea what the numbers are. But I do think that outside of like JSN, we might see some guys fall a little bit. And that's the only reason I'm a little optimistic that Zay Flowers could be there for the Giants at 25.
It's a weird board this year because there's a handful of guys you really like. And in years like this where the board in general is weird this year to me because in these draft classes where you have all these quarterbacks at the top end, that's where you're liable to see teams do things that are stupid. You see teams that are going to
Bijan Robinson going top 10.
Exactly. That type of like the Eagles. Yeah, that's a luxury pick for them. It would be fine. It would make sense for a team like that to do it because, you know, be as loaded up as you possibly can. Sure, whatever. But for the most part, the board is weird this year. Like Weiss was saying, I'm not beholden to any one guy. And it's not even any one position either. Like, if they took a receiver, if they took a corner, if they took an edge rusher, they took a defensive lineman, I'd be fine with that. If they took a guard, I would be fine with that. That's the thing that's great about this. And the overarching theme of all of this is, you trust the decision makers now. You don't have to worry about the draft being a day where you end up with egg on your face because the general manager is going to tell everybody what he's going to do before he does it and giggle after he says it.
And I think another thing, Nick, you brought up a good point about not, you know, particularly falling in love with one position. I think people look at the draft and say, I need this, so I'm going to go get this. That's not always the case. If I were to ask you, Ethan, Nick, you know, would you rather want a potential lockdown cornerback one or a potential high-end guard or a potential edge rusher that can be a 7-8 sack per year guy over a receiver who may be a wide receiver one day but just might be a high-end wide receiver two? Like, you have to look at not just the fact that, hey, I need a receiver, so I'm going to take a receiver. You got to look at the prospect and say, who's going to be the better guy? Like, yeah, this guy's defensive.
Yeah, and let me add, just I don't think the Giants take a wide receiver this year unless they believe. Let me take a step back. I don't think the Giants take a wide receiver at 25 unless they believe that he can be a wide receiver one.
Well, he automatically is going to be their wide receiver one. The problem is that how good is this
guy going to be? In terms of production, like a perennial 1,000-yard, 10-touchdown-type player.
Well, that's a top 10 receiver right there, and I don't think there is a top 10 receiver in this league.
Well, Justin Jefferson overall? You know,
well, like, that was a really good receiver class.
Sure, but who went before him? Who did the Eagles take?
CeeDee Lamb. There were a couple guys ahead of him.
Yeah, and these guys all went in the teens. So you never know, and some organizations may have a second or third round grade on a Jordan Addison or a Zay Flowers, and the Giants may have, hey, this guy can be a top 15 receiver in this league. You don't know. So unless the Giants have that grade on someone, I don't think that they quote unquote reach for a receiver at 25.
I don't think so either. I just think when I look,
you got Slayton back. You have Wandale healthy. You just traded for Darren Waller. Like you have all these.
You got Weiss's boy, Paris Campbell.
Paris Campbell. You have all these like secondary pieces. You don't need another one. If you're taking a receiver, it's because you believe that he's going to be a stud.
I just look at this draft, and you look at the defensive players in this draft, and there's real, really, really, really good players that I think could potentially be there at 25 that might not necessarily be as big of a need as a receiver. But, I mean, you add a third pass rusher to your mix, and I say third pass rusher meaning that you're going to have three starting caliber pass rushers. It doesn't mean that this particular person is going to be the third pass rusher. He could be the second. Maybe he could be the first. My thing is that you can't hip tie yourself to one position.
Yeah.
And one thing I realize about this class is that I'm not as high on the receivers as everyone else.
I don't think people are that high on them, though.
Oh, I mean, they're all. Everyone is saying that we have to take a receiver. We have to take a receiver. I don't necessarily look at that. If I gave you a scenario right now.
Well, you already gave that the scenario 2 minutes ago where you get like an 8 or 9 sack guy and a lockdown cornerback. Yeah.
Let's say Nolan Smith out of Georgia Falls. I don't know how I don't know what your opinion of him is, but would you take a Nolan Smith?
Yes.
Or a Zay Flowers or Jordan Addison?
The former.
I would take Nolan Smith because if Nolan Smith is there at 25, that means he's fallen into your range. I mean, I expect him to go in the teens. If he's there at 25, by all means, I would run the card up to the podium.
Another prospect, what about Brian Branch out of Alabama?
I was reading about him the other day. I thought that was an interesting idea because you lost Julian Love in the offseason. You need another safety to opposite. He knows McKinney. They didn't play on the same teams together because he's a little bit younger. But that I'm all good on the Alabama secondary guys. Generally speaking, the safeties are good to go. And you need another safety. That's a legitimate need now.
What about the defensive tackle position, the interior? Another.
Oh, yeah. I'd be good with that too.
There is no position outside of quarterback where you can say like you wouldn't take that position because the Giants are flush.
Yes, but like the center position is a big need.
Of course.
And Nick, you and I talked about this too, but when I look at the interior of the offensive line in this draft, there's no center I think that's worth the 25th pick, but there is a guard, Osiris Torrance.
There are two guards. There's two guards who are pretty good in this class.
The TCU guy is the other one, right?
Yeah.
I haven't watched much of him, but Osiris Torrance out of Florida is definitely a guy that I wouldn't be doing jumping jacks, but I would be like, that's a really good pick that, you know, helps solidify the offensive line.
Interior linemen are not sexy, but they do the job. You need them.
And the Giants need two.
Yes, correct. Didn't sign any depth either. They have the three guys they drafted last year, and that's really the plan. They're going to let one of those. I assume they'll take another one somewhere in this draft, but I know I was reading Dugan's column the other day. He said he thinks they're going to take a center in the middle rounds because that's been such a revolving door position for the last couple of years. But, yeah, they need to upgrade the interior offensive line for sure.
Obviously, Giant fans are fixated on these receivers. If I were to tell you, and I'm going to ask you to rank the corners too, but give me your top five receivers in this draft.
All right, so JSN one for sure.
Okay. But before you move forward, JSN, any chance you think he's going to be available at 25?
It would take something weird. It would take something weird for him to be there at 25. I don't imagine he's there. JSN second. One, uh-huh. Addison two, Quentin Johnson.
Is Addison available at 25?
Addison will probably be there. Okay. Addison probably be there. Quentin Johnston, 3. He'll probably be there. Zay Flowers, 4. And then I would probably take Jalin Hyatt. And that's a little high for Jalin Hyatt. You and I had talked about this before, but that guy's got take the top off the field speed. He is one of the fastest guys in this draft class. Maybe walk on, be the fastest guy in this Giants offense. We talked about it before. The Giants need more speed.
I got a nice NFL comp for Jalin Hyatt. DeSean Jackson.
I could see it. He's a little shorter than DeSean, but I could see it.
Yeah. Ethan?
Okay. JSN 1.
Okay.
Zay Flowers 2.
Yes.
Quentin Johnson 3.
Okay.
Jordan Addison 4.
Wow. Okay.
Jonathan Mingo 5.
The Ole Miss receiver.
Yes.
I do like the Ole Miss receivers.
Mingo's a freaking beast.
Yeah. I'm going to go Smith and Jigba 1. I'm going to go Zay Flowers 2, Jordan Addison 3, Jalen Hyatt 4, Quentin Johnson 5.
Okay.
But 6, and a guy that has grown on me, who probably 2 months ago I would have said there's no way I would be happy if we take him at 23. But Marvin 25. Mims, 25, I'm sorry. But Marvin Mims Jr. out of Oklahoma.
Yep.
I think if they take him at 57, like if they don't go receiver at 25, I think what are they picking, 57 or 59? Second round pick. If they can get Mims in the second round.
Yeah.
Would love it. Would love it. That's a jumping jacks pick at 59 for me.
I'm also a big Rashee Rice guy. Have been.
Couple of guys I don't like Tillman out of Tennessee. I don't like
Rice. No, Rashee Rice, I'm saying for like second, third round.
Yeah.
What about Josh Downs out of North Carolina?
A little too small for me. That's my only issue.
The Giants have a lot of small receivers already. That's also kind of part of this issue. Yeah. They have a lot of guys who are 5'10", 5'11", 6 foot.
I don't care. I have a lot of confidence in how they want to build this offense. That's the one thing I stopped caring about a while ago. Is like, we need a 6'3 receiver.
No, we don't need a
6'3", but yeah, you need at least one 6 foot guy who's got some speed. You need guys.
What's the difference between 5'10", and 5'10", 5'11", and 6 foot? An inch?
The length of your arms, how quick you're able to get off a press, stuff like that. That matters. It does matter. They look at this. It's just, like before you were talking about guards. Like Peter Skoronski played tackle at Northwestern because his arms are too short. He's going to be a guard in the NFL more than likely.
Right. All right. Let's talk about my favorite position in this draft.
Oh boy.
Cornerback. I think there's, when you talk about this draft, I think, you know, every year a draft class is known for something. I think when we look back on this draft 3 years from now, 4 years from now, we will be talking about the cornerback class. I think this is a very special corner class. And if you need a corner, this is your draft. So I'll go first this time, and I'll my five guys. I got Christian Gonzalez, mm-hmm. 1, Devin Witherspoon, 2, Joey Porter Jr., 3, Keely Ringo, 4, Deontay Banks, 5, or excuse me, Emmanuel Forbes, 5, and then Deontay Banks at 6. But after that, like Cam Smith, DJ Turner, Tyreek Stevenson, Jalen Jones, Darius Rush, Julian Brents. I mean, I would not be surprised.
You say Cam Smith?
Cam Smith, yeah. Out of South Carolina. I would not be surprised, you ready for this, if 8 corners go in the first round. 8 corners. 2 it's in the top 10.
Everyone needs them, man. You need to have at least 2 good corners. Like you were saying before, Ethan, about every team needs 2 good wide receivers now. You need 2 good corners to cover those guys.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, you got your top corners?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So Christian Gonzalez, for sure. He's awesome. One of the best corner prospects in a long time. Devin Witherspoon takes a lot of penalties, but very good defensively. Joey Porter Jr., same thing. Takes a lot of PIs at Penn State, but he's a very good physical corner. Emmanuel Forbes at Mississippi State, very good. And Deontay Banks as well. And I will say Cam Smith is tantalizing, but he takes way too many penalties. That's the thing with a lot of these younger corners is they're big and strong, and yeah, they just grab guys. They got to learn how to play defense, and you hope the Giants can get good defense out of them. We've seen the Giants kind of struggle at drafting corners at times in recent history. So hopefully if they do take a corner, they can get one that's not a head case and can actually play some defense.
Yeah.
7 corners went in the first round last year. Singletary, Gardner, McDuffie, Elam. Four corners. I truly believe like 7 or 8 corners could go in the first round this year.
I believe it.
Class. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Give me Devon. Is it Devon or Devin?
I think it's Devon.
Devon Witherspoon is my number 1, followed by Christian Gonzalez. Okay. 3, Joey Porter Jr. 4.
They're too good. There's so many of them.
I know. I keep switching back between Ringo and Forbes. I'll go Forbes Ringo for my top 5. Sorry, I have to leave your Maryland boy Banks out of the top 5.
And then if the Giants don't take one at 25, if they get to 50, where are they picking in the second round? 58,
I think.
57. I think there could be a good one available at 57 too. The beauty about this corner class is quality and quantity. There's a lot of good ones here, man. I'm telling you. I'm so excited for Thursday. Like, I'm so ready for Thursday, man. Let's talk about the defensive line, because I think that deserves some serious conversation.
Sure.
There's a prospect that I really love that I've loved since, I think, February, March, when he came on my screen, and that's Pittsburgh defensive lineman Kalijah Kancey. I don't know if you guys have watched him. I don't know if you guys have looked into him. Very fun player to watch. That chair is making a lot of noise.
Nick's got the squeakiest chair of all time.
I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah,
that chair is fucking killing me. Kalijah Kancey, I just picture him alongside Dexter Lawrence and makes my mouth watery. Brian Breese out of Clemson. There are talks of him being available at 25. This was a guy that we thought was going to go in like the top five. And then you get down Mozzie Smith out of Michigan, Javon Dexter out of Florida. Good player, too. Edge rusher. This is my second favorite position in this draft. I think the difference between this and corners, I think there's better quality corners that I think are going to go in the first round, whereas this, I think there's a big drop-off after Nolan Smith. So I got Will Anderson, Tyree Smith, Nolan Smith. Then there's a drop, and then you got guys
like – You mean Tyree Wilson.
Tyree Wilson. I'm sorry. What did I say? Tyree Smith?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Will Anderson. I love Tyree Wilson.
Yeah. Will Anderson, Tyree Wilson, Nolan Smith is the top three. Won't be surprised if Nolan Smith doesn't go in the top 10. After that, I got him Miles Murphy, Luke Van Ness, Isaiah Foskey, Will McDonald, BJ Ojulari, the Northwestern guy who's got a name that I – double A. That's all I can say. And then Keon Wright.
Adetoniwa Adebowori.
There you go.
Nailed
it. He actually might be a defensive lineman. I was talking to him changing position.
Yeah. I think he's listed as a defensive end.
The one thing that I really don't understand from Giant fans is the fact that they think edge rusher is set. First of all, Aziz.
I mean, I don't know how many times we spoke about this.
Yeah. I think I don't know if you guys will attest to this, but I don't think there's a bigger Aziz Ojulari fan than me. I love Aziz Ojulari. The problem is he just can't stay healthy. And numerous times when he wasn't on the field last year, the drop-off in how good the defensive line was significant. If you go back and watch that Washington game on Sunday Night Football, you saw how dominant the Giants' defensive line was against what I think is a league average to slightly below average offensive line. But a lot of those offensive lines are similar to Washington. When he is not on the field, it makes it very, very difficult for the Giants to get to the quarterback. Factor in the fact that Dexter Lawrence played an exorbitant amount of snaps. I think drafting a third pass rusher should absolutely be on the table, especially if one of these guys falls. And I don't think it should be something that fans should be like, edge rusher, why do we draft the edge rusher? I want to know what your guys' thoughts on that is.
You know my thoughts on that. I mean, it is one of their bigger needs. Thibodeau had multiple injuries his rookie season. I'm not saying that there's questions about his health, but if he goes down, you have Aziz Ojulari, who does have injury concerns and durability concerns. And after that, you have no one.
Tomon Fox, the undrafted rookie out of North Carolina.
So, yeah, you need a rotation of guys. It's not enough to have two. It's not enough to have three. You legitimately need to be four deep. Those third and fourth guys aren't going to play a ton, but you're going to need them. Over the course of an NFL season, guys are going to get injured, like you guys were saying. You need the rotational depth and playing a lot of snaps. You talk about with the interior of the defensive line as well, with Dexter Lawrence playing an ungodly amount of snaps last year. So I would be fine.
It's not sustainable.
It's not. I'd be fine with taking an interior defensive lineman, a stand-up edge rusher, a defensive end. I'd be fine with any of those because they need depth at those positions. The Giants still need to build out depth for a lot of this team where they have to turn over the bottom half of that roster and bring in guys in the middle rounds of the draft, especially that they themselves are going to develop and are going to be the backbone of a team where your third defensive tackle, your third pass rusher. So yeah, if there's a high end guy you like, that's a pass rusher, go get them. If you cannot be beholden to what, one position, like we were saying. You take the best player that you think you can do something with. The best player available thing, it matters. It really does matter, because when you try and force yourself into taking position for need, you pigeonhole yourself. You'll overdraft somebody. You'll pick somebody who maybe has questions about them, whether it be physical, maturity, whatever. You want to put yourself in the best position possible. You need as many good players as you can possibly get.
There's an interesting saying that I heard one time when talking about drafting by need, where it's like, if a team drafts by need, they're going to be drafting by need for a long time.
Yeah.
Because it's just not a good method. And like you said, like, depth is so important. I mean, you just have to think about last season. What happened when Aziz Ojulari was not on the field? What happened when he was on the field? What happened when Dexter Lawrence had to come off the field? You know, it's not even just depth to me. It's a really, really, like, having a three good pass rushers, to me, that's like, you look at the Eagles last year. I mean,
yeah,
their defense line, how great it was not just because their top end guys were good. They had three guys that got 10 plus sacks, you know, and then you look at the Giants. Like, Giant fans don't need to look anywhere else but themselves. The success that they had, you know, when they won their two Super Bowls, what was the constant? They had a quarterback, obviously, but they had a pass rush. They had three pass rushers, whether it was Strahan, Tuck, OC, the JPP, Tuck, OC. And then they had, you know, Kiwanuka, and they had, you know, Chris Canty, and they had, you know, Fred Robbins, and Barry Kofi. And they just had a bunch of guys that were going in and out. You know, it is important to build depth on your defensive line. Because guys play. Guys, that third guy plays 30, 40% of the snaps in a season. Like, that, like, it matters a lot. And last year, how I remember things, I don't know how other people remember things, especially in that playoff game, is when Dexter Lawrence went off the field.
They couldn't stop the run.
They couldn't stop anything. They couldn't stop anything. And when the Giants were at full strength, when they had Ojulari, when they had Leonard Williams, when they had Kayvon playing, we saw how dominant their defensive line was capable of being. So continuing to build that defensive line is vital to winning, and Giant fans should know that better than just about anybody.
Oh yeah, you got to be able to get heat with four, especially the way the Giants like to play defense. You got to get heat with four, and that makes the blitz all the more daunting, because if you can't stop four guys, if the Giants are sending the extra guy, that means you're going to really hurry up that quarterback's process. That's the entire point of playing a defense like this. That's also the argument for why they need another corner, because they do blitz a lot, and they do need that extra. They need guys who are able to hold their receivers in check on defense for long enough for the pass rush to get home. But yeah, you need more than four guys. You legitimately need to be 5-6 deep along the defensive line. You saw what the Eagles did last year. That's the mold for having a long-term successful team. You control the trenches, you can figure out the stuff around them. If you can get pressure consistently with four, that's going to make the rest of your defense's life easier. That masks some of the issues you might have in your secondary or at the linebacker position. I know we haven't talked about linebackers. I don't think there are really any first round linebackers here I really like for the Giants.
Really?
Not in the position. Not where they're going to be picking, no.
Let's transition into the linebackers.
Okay. Right?
You said there's none that you're that are worth taking at 25.
There's nothing I love at 25, no.
Who do you think is the best linebacker in this draft?
Probably the Clemson linebacker. He's not bad.
Trent Simpson?
Yeah, it's probably him. I mean, he's got good measurables. Like, I have them up here. A 4.340 at linebacker would be, like, twice as fast as anybody who's played linebacker for the Giants.
I like Jack Campbell a lot from Iowa.
He's a round two guy. He's tall. He's not very twitchy, which is kind of the buzzword for linebackers now, is are they twitchy or not. He's big, which has its advantages. He had a lot of interceptions at Iowa because he's so tall. But at the same time, he's got a long lower body. He doesn't really move. He doesn't – what's the word I'm looking for? He doesn't transition well, where if he misreads the play, he has a hard time recovering. So I think Campbell in the second round is interesting. I don't think he's a first-round talent. He's not fast enough.
Yeah. I think the linebacker position, I'm not going to say none go in the first round. I think one does go. But I mean, you look at the other prospects in this class, the other positions, it just seems like linebacker. And plus, you just signed Bobby Okereke. So
that
was big. So I'm going to put you on the spot right now.
Okay.
It's Thursday. The Giants are going to be picking. Draft starts at 8. Giants probably picking around 10, 10:30. Who is the pick at 25?
Okay. So if I had to guess, I'm assuming it's probably the best corner available, whichever corner is left on the board. I'm realistically, if I had to guess, probably Banks or Forbes, if I had to guess. I would like Joey Porter Jr. I don't think he gets to 25. I would like Banks or Forbes. I think Cam Smith is more second round than first round. I wouldn't be mad with Cam Smith, but he definitely needs the most work out of the three guys I just mentioned. But I think Banks or Forbes, probably.
I'm going to go with Emmanuel Forbes.
Yeah.
Perfect corner for Wink Martindale. Tall, lengthy. Can play man coverage. Just one of those guys that grew throughout the draft season. Yeah. He was once projected a second, third round guy. Now, a little bit, we talked about it. But I like a center. I like these centers. Second round, third round. I just don't think when you look at your draft board, I don't see how a center could be the best player available when you factor everything in. And it just seems like from the stuff that Joe Shane said, they would love to draft the center, but it's not necessarily I'm not going to call it priority, but it's not a doomsday situation, if you know what I mean.
For sure. I agree with you for sure. I think they are going to take a center at some point in the middle rounds. I think that would be a good decision. I think they really need to figure out the interior of the offensive line because it's been a revolving door for so long, for quite a few years now, where it's just been guard to other guard, guard kicking inside to play center, center kicking outside to play guard. At some point, you need to find some stability in there because that stuff does matter. And when you hit on a center, they usually last a long time, and they're not that expensive. So there's real upside if you can hammer that pick. If you can find the right center that really works, that makes a huge difference for the planning out for the rest of your offensive line.
Yeah, I'm with you. Whether it's JMS, Joe Tippmann, Luke Whippler, Ricky Stromberg, who's probably my guy, one of my guys. I think the Giants can land one in the later rounds, but in the first, just not four.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not. I don't think you're going to take I don't think you'll see a center in the first round this year.
That's Giants draft talk. Anything you're looking forward to on Thursday? The quarterbacks is a big one, right? Like, does somebody move up to three? You know, what do the Texans do? Do they finally realize that the quarterback position is important and you have to actually draft a quarterback and find a franchise quarterback? You can't just keep taking non-QBs. Arizona, three. Does somebody trade up? Does Seattle take a quarterback? Does Detroit take a quarterback? Does the Vegas Raiders take a quarterback? Okay. Atlanta, do they have their sights set on a quarterback? Does Bijan Robinson go in the top 10? Like, these are all things that are going to be fun. See how it plays out. Very, very excited. Like I said, it feels different. You're not picking in the top 10. We're going to have to sit a little while, Nick.
Hopefully.
So, I think Bryce Young goes one. Can we agree?
I do too. He's the best player in the draft. He at the most important position, and a team that needs a quarterback is picking first overall.
Yes. After that, I don't know.
Yeah, no, there's. The Texans are absolutely unpredictable. You don't know what Arizona is going to do at three. The Colts are liable to do something silly as well. There's a lot going on in the top 10 of this draft. It'll be fun.
Yes.
And we've generally... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, we know the teams that should be drafting a quarterback. The only thing is that those teams might not draft a quarterback.
Correct. That's what makes it weird. And I was going to say, we generally see big NFL news break on day one of the draft, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's a big trade, whether it be for picks or players otherwise, like Ethan was saying before about how he heard the Giants might make a trade for a wide receiver using that 25th pick. So there's a lot to keep an eye on. I mean, the Rodgers stuff started 3 years ago on draft day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now he's a New York Jet.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Can't wait. 3 days. I love the NFL draft.
I miss when it was at Radio City, man. It had a different charm when it was at Radio City.
Absolutely. I was ranting that to somebody. I said, the NFL draft needs to be in New York. Just like the NFL combine needs to be in Indianapolis. Like, certain things we don't need to change. I know Radio City is a lot smaller than some of these venues that they have it at now. But, hey, have it at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Yeah. Can't wait. Kansas City, like I said, Chiefs fans, man.
Luxury.
I envy you guys, man. Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, hosting the draft. Must be nice.
We'll get there one day.
Yes, we will. Well, that's our show, guys. We'll be back after round one to break it down. Got a couple things lined up for you guys. Should be a fun weekend. Nick, any final words?
Let's go Giants.
And if you're wondering what happened to Ethan, his baby woke up. So
yeah,
he's on daddy daycare duty today. So
yeah,
as Ethan would say, like, subscribe, tell your friends, follow Nick at Nick Zeraris, follow Ethan at Ethan GSN, follow Weiss at NYG Daily, and we will see you guys after round one. Peace.